Well, we're waiting. I pressed one.
Thank you for calling Archtop Fiber. My name is Abigail. Could I have your name, please?
Joanne Dunlap.
Hi, Samantha. How can I assist you today?
It's Joanne. I'm thinking about going with the fiber. So I have a question on...
Yes, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Okay, I'll be more than happy to help you set you up for service. You said that you have a question?
Yeah, what's with the game? You said something about hardwire.
Yeah, so like...
Well, tell her. I don't know what you're talking about.
It comes with, I assume it comes with like a modem or something, correct?
That is correct.
Okay.
You got a modem and a router.
Okay. That's really all I needed to know.
And the wire.
Yeah, that's all right, though. Well, I'll figure out whatever. Does it matter where the router would go or the modem?
You're asking if it's supposed to be at a specific place?
Yeah, like is there a specific area that it has to go in?
No, not necessarily. We usually just do recommend that you do not have anything blocking it. We always say to try and keep it in a more open area so that you don't have anything blocking the signal on the internet.
Gotcha. Okay.
Do you want me to sign you up for service?
Yeah, I guess so. How long have you been in business here? Or, you know, because I never heard of it until I got
flyer.
Yeah.
So we've been around. We started doing constructions from last year, and we are moving a lot faster now. We're trying to develop in Saugerties and Kingston. We're also doing places in Rhinebeck as well. So we're expanding slowly, but we're going a lot faster now.
Okay. Well, I just want to be sure that I don't sign up and then I don't end up with any television because there's issues, you know.
With the Archtop Fiber service, cable is not included, but we do have the streaming services that are available where you'd still be able to get your favorite stations or your local news and all.
But
are you able to hear me clearly?
Yes, but isn't that through the fiber?
Yes, it's with the internet. That is correct.
Right. So I just want to make sure that I'm going to be able to get TV once it's because you've only been in business about a year.
Yes, we started expanding within the year from last year. So it'd be up to 2 years now.
Because I see other fiber companies advertising, but I don't know.
Can I ask, where are you located?
In Mount Marion Park.
Okay, let me just check on something for you. Let me see if we do service your area. What's your street address?
46 Country Club Drive.
And what's your zip code?
12456.
All right, let me check first just to make sure that we do service your area. And you said your zip code is...
Okay.
And you said the zip code is 12456?
Yeah, the trucks are all over doing stuff in the park, so...
Oh, yeah, so we do service that area. The in-service date for your address in your location was on July 31st.
It says I have until I think the 15th of August to sign up to get the free installation and all that.
Yes, so right now, if you do sign up to get the 1 gig fiber internet, it's $79.99, but you can get it for $69 when you use your checking or savings account, and use the paperless billing. Or you can get the 2 gig fiber internet, which is $99.99, and you get the $10 off to $89.99 when you do sign up with your checking or savings account, and also use the paperless billing.
I have no idea what the difference is.
What?
You weren't listening?
No.
Well, what do you think I had you standing here for? Can you say that again, please?
I was just letting you know the different packages that we do have. I was saying that we have the 1 gig fiber internet for $79.99 and get the $10 off with using your checking or savings account and paperless billing. And then we have the 2 gig for $99.99, but you still get that $10 off when using your checking or savings account and paperless billing.
What's the difference in the gig?
So it's...
Is it the speed?
Yeah.
It's the speed, and with the 2 gig, it creates a larger bandwidth. So, in the case that you have a bigger home or have a lot of different devices over 15 to 20 or more than 20 devices being connected, we usually recommend getting the 2 gig just so that it can create a larger bandwidth for your home.
Yeah, but that's extra money.
The one gig is perfect.
All right, let me ask you this. If I sign up for the 1 gig, because he wants it for his business, and I said, and it's not really good enough, can you just flip a switch and then I get the 2 gig?
Yeah, definitely. So if it's a case that you want to upgrade from the 1 gig to the 2 gig, then sure. Just give us a call and we'll be able to do that upgrade for you.
All right, but it's not like you have to do wires and stuff.
No, we can do it from here.
Oh, okay. That's all I wanted.
Is the gig, is that for upload and download speed?
Yeah, so you do get 1,000 megabytes per second upload and 1,000 megabytes per second download.
Okay.
Well, I guess we're going to give it a try.
All right, no problem. I'll be more than happy to sign you up for service. So you said, is your location a home or business? Home, right?
That's a home, yes.
And how big is the home in terms of square feet?
About 1,000.
An estimate? Oh, okay.
Yes.
Are you interested in getting the phone service with us?
You know,
the landline
really...
phone service?
Yeah, how much is that?
Oh, for the phone service, it's an additional $24.99.
No, that's not.
All right. And just to confirm, the address is 41 Country Club Drive. That's 46. In Mount Marion, New York, 12456.
It's 46.
It's 46 no. Country Club Drive?
Yes.
Oh,
you said,
wow. Thank you for letting me know. I had 41. I'm sorry. Give me a moment, please. Okay, just bear with me one moment. Okay, so it's 46, and the zip code is 12456.
Right.
Okay, just give me a moment, please. Okay, just making sure that we do service 4 to 6. Let me just go back through the process for the 1 gig. You said you're not interested in the phone, and the address is 46 Country Club Drive, Mount Marion, New York, 12456. Do you rent or own the property?
I own it.
Okay. Your utility wires, how are they feeding your your home? Is it through the garden?
Wait, you just broke up. The wires, like the phone wires?
Like your phone or your power cables. Is it through the air?
Yeah.
On there? Okay. Is your billing address different from your service address?
Yes.
It's different or it's the same?
It's different.
Okay. And what is your billing address?
Post Office Box 1133, Saugerties, New York, 12477.
Okay, give me one moment, please. All right, so it's P.O. Box 1133, Saugerties, New York, 12477?
Yes.
Okay, thank you for that information. And could you spell your first name for me, please?
J-O-A-N-N-E.
Okay, and your last name, John?
D-U-N-L-A, P as in Peter.
Okay, so that's D as in dog, U as in umbrella, N as in Nancy, L as in Lima, A as in apple, P as in Peter.
Yes.
Okay, thank you for that information. One moment, please. And could I have an email address to put on file?
Okay. First initial, last name, J, this is all lowercase, J-D-U-N-L-A-P, 1247 at gmail.com.
All right, so that's J, D as in dog, U-N-L-A-P as in Peter, 1247 at gmail.com.
That's correct.
And what's your primary phone number?
845-389-9965.
All right. Do you want to add a secondary phone number?
No, I guess not.
Okay, and how may we contact you? Phone, email, or text?
Probably text would be the better option. Text
okay.
Or phone.
Okay, so text or phone. I'm going to read the disclosure for you for text and also the disclosure for phone as well, okay? So for the text, at Arch.Fiber, we can notify customers via text messaging with important information like install appointments, updates about the order status and billing updates. By opting in to receive text messages, you'll be able to confirm your installation appointment via text. And let me assure you that we only use this method for account-specific updates. We will not send you any advertisements on your cell phone unless you authorize that. You can choose to opt out at any time through your account portal and receive communications via email or phone call. Message and data rates may apply. Is that okay?
Yes.
And for the phone, do you agree to receive phone calls, which may be automated and or pre-recorded from Archtop and its agents or vendors at the phone number you provided? You may revoke this consent at any time. Consent is not a condition of purchase.
Okay.
All right. So just to go over the order with you, you have a home location. You're interested in getting the 1 gig fiber internet. You're not interested in the phone service at this time. The address is 46 Country Club Drive, Mount Marion, New York, 12456. You own the property. Your utility wires, they're through the air. Your billing address is P.O. Box 1133, Saugerties, New York, 12477.
That's correct.
All right, give me one moment, please. All right, so as part of our order process, we'll need to run a soft credit check to determine if a deposit is required. This will not affect your credit score. We just need a few pieces of information to validate that you are who you say you are and to see if you are required to pay a minimal deposit prior to the installation. You can opt to bypass a credit check, but doing so will automatically require a $50 deposit. Are you willing to do the credit check?
Yes, and I better not have to. I've never had to put a deposit on anything. It better not start now.
All right, no problem. Let me go ahead. I have to just fill out some information real quick. So just give me a moment, please. And also just to let you know, for the soft credit check, I would need your social security number. Is that okay?
I don't know whether that's.
We're not going to keep it on file. So once we use it for the credit check, it would be removed immediately.
Ralph, do you do credit check? When you do credit checks at the bank, do you need their social security number?
Usually, yeah.
Well, I don't like giving it out. All right.
Is it okay?
Well, I guess I'm not happy about it, but I don't want to give a deposit either.
Yeah, we can assure you we don't keep this information on file. It's just to check the soft credit, and that's it. Whenever you're ready, you can go ahead with the social security number.
102-38-1833.
All right, thank you for that information. Just give me one moment, please. I'm just submitting the information. Just give me one moment.
Good.
All right, so no deposit is required.
Well, since you just ran it, tell me what my score is.
So we're not able to see your score. It's just more of how many times do you make your payments on time.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so we don't see your score. It's just how you do make your payments on time, how efficiently you make your payments on time.
Oh, okay.
And Arts of Fiber offers a discount for enrolling in auto pay and paperless billing. Can I sign you up? That is where you could get the $10 off using your checking or savings account and paperless billing.
Yeah, I want to do that, but I don't know if I want to do it until you actually install it.
So what happens is that we don't charge you until the services are installed.
Okay.
So if you do sign up for auto pay, and the only information that you'd be required to provide is your routing and account number, but we don't charge you anything until the day that your service is installed.
All right. What kind of date are we looking at for service install?
So once I'm finished, I'm going to be able to pull up the schedule and just to see the dates and time. Usually we would come out like 5 days after. Once I fill out this information, I would be able to see the scheduling date and time.
All right. Well, I have to go get my checkbook.
Okay. I'm here.
Okay, so you want the routing number?
Yes, I want the routing number.
Okay, it's 221976243.
Thank you. And the account number?
426546. 0001.
Thank you. And the name on the account?
Joanne H. for Helen Dunlap.
And that is your checking account, correct?
That's correct.
And you authorize direct debit payments?
Yes.
All right, give me one moment, please. How did you hear about Archtop Fiber?
They put a flyer on my door.
Okay, and is there anything that or technician should be aware of on your property, like a buried wire, septic tank?
No.
Okay. Okay, let me just go ahead. So all I need to do now, just to finish up your order, go over a couple disclosures, and then I'll set an installation date and time and then let you get back to your day. So I'm just going to go over the disclosures first, okay?
Okay, hold on one second. Let me get my grandson. Oh, one thing, they don't come up to the house with the truck, do they? My wires are low over my driveway. All right, it runs, my neighbor's wire runs over my driveway. So I can't, like, I wanted to get a dumpster one time and they could not come because the wire going to the neighbor runs low. So they couldn't get the truck up the driveway because of that. So that's the one thing. I don't think they come up the driveway with a truck, but if they do, they can't because there's an electric wire, you know.
Oh, okay. So I'll make sure to have that noted for you, okay?
Yeah, just in case. I mean, you know.
Okay. All right. So just to go over the disclosures.
All right. Just going over the disclosures. I wanted you to hear. All right. Yeah, go ahead.
So at the time of your initial connection, the technician will determine the best way to connect your service. They may install the drop cable, that is the cable that connects your home to our fiber network at the street, and that is before the day of your installation, but usually don't need to be home for that part of the installation. If required, a temporary drop may be laid on the ground, will then help to coordinate that cable to be permanently buried within 10 days of placement. And if you have a current provider, to maintain consistent connection, we recommend our new customers wait until the fiber services are installed to cancel your current provider.
Okay.
Also, just to let you know, the ONT gateway and any equipment provided by Archtop Fiber is the property of Archtop Fiber and must be returned within 30 days upon termination of service. At that time, you will receive a return kit to send all associated equipment back to Archtop Fiber. Archtop Fiber reserves the right to charge for unreturned equipment and can result in up to $135 per unit charge for not returning the equipment in its required time frame. For any questions you may have regarding our terms of service or billing questions in general, please visit our website. You can also access your billing statements and pay your bill online by setting up your account. You're automatically enrolled in your Archtop Fiber online account using the email address you provided today. Do you agree to be bound by the terms of service as they change from time to time, as posted on our website, including its requirement to resolve most types of dispute through arbitration?
Yes.
Okay. All right. So let's set up a date and time. The earliest date we have available is on August 15th.
What day of the week is that?
That's on a Thursday.
And
we can do any day after that except on Sundays.
Would you rather do it on a Saturday while you're here?
I work next Saturday.
You work?
Not this Saturday.
You work on the 17th.
Yeah, because that's the start of my vacation.
Say what?
Oh, the 19th is the start of my vacation.
Oh, okay.
I work the weekend before.
Oh, all right. Well,
so would you want to do the 19th then?
You want to do the 19th, or are you going? Or are you going to go away?
19th is.
All right. That's 19th should be all right then.
Okay. So the 19th, what time? 8 o'clock, 1 p.m., 3 p.m.?
Okay. I would guess 1 o'clock. Because I work until 1. So I'll try and get out a little early. Okay. All right. Make it 1 o'clock on the 19th. Done.
Okay, so please confirm the appointment August 19, 2024 at 1 p.m. to 3 p.m.
Okay.
All right, so your name is Joanne Dunlap. That's J-O-A-N-N-E, last name D-U-N-L-A-P. Your email address is jdunlap1247@gmail.com. The phone number is 845-389-9965.
Yes.
And you said that you have, you said your neighbor's wire, it runs through the your driveway, so it's pretty low.
Yeah, over, yeah, well, you can't get you can't get a boom truck up there. I mean, you can get a pickup truck, but not a, you know, nothing with a bucket or anything. You can't, it's not that high.
Okay. And you said it's an electric wire?
Oh, yeah, electric and a phone wire. But just to give them the heads up, I don't think they would have to do that. Well,
okay. So. Right? Let me go ahead and schedule your appointment. All right, so now that your installation is scheduled, you'll be receiving two emails from Archtop Fiber. One will be a confirmation of your order, and the other will be an invitation for you to sign into your Archtop Fiber customer account. That is where you'll have the ability to manage the account, pay your bill, and review and accept your terms of service, okay?
Okay.
No problem. Is there anything else I can assist with before you go?
You may not know. Right now I have cable, and I have a DVR box with it. Do you have stuff with it or no?
A DVR box? No, we don't.
Okay.
All right. Is there anything else I can assist with?
Nope, I guess that's going to be it then. Thank you.
You're welcome. Well, it was my pleasure assisting you today. Have a great one, and thank you for calling Archtop Fiber.
All right, thank you. Bye.